Hello, and welcome once again to the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. I'm Robert Dutt, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca, and as always, your host for the show. Today, we're taking a look at cybersecurity in the MSP space with Trevor Cerebro, who manages the North American managed services business for Kaspersky. Kaspersky, of course, has had a program for MSPs for some time, and we catch up with Cerebro to discuss the company's past, present, future with MSPs. We find out why managed service is important to Kaspersky, why Cerebro feels Kaspersky should be important to managed service providers, and what differentiates Kaspersky's MSP programs and offerings in a crowded security field. We discuss the changes he's seen in the threatscape over the last year and what he expects to see over the next year, and, of course, what this all means to you. It's a great conversation, so let's get right into it. My chat with Trevor Cerebro. Trevor, thanks so much for taking the time and joining us on the podcast.
Thanks, Rob. Good to be here today.
I wanted to talk a little bit about your role at Kaspersky and kind of the role of managed services in the Kaspersky business. But let's start a little with you. You've been with the company for about 3 years now, I believe. Kind of tell us a little bit about your role and your background and what makes Trevor Trevor.
Sure. So prior to joining Kaspersky, I spent about 6 years in the cloud backup and recovery software space. And I think it was during this time that I actually fell in love with the MSP business model and the concept of working with partners to help them grow their monthly recurring revenue. When I first started at Kaspersky, I was working with resellers, VARs, and other traditional partners. But over the last year to year and a half, I've been focusing more on the MSP space. And we've been able to grow the business significantly in Canada during this time. Also, Kaspersky has been committed to developing a robust MSP program, both with our cybersecurity solutions and business management tools. And MSPs have been impressed with our latest developments in the cloud space and our tight integration between License Management Portal and our Business Hub, where clients' devices are managed.
There's a lot going on in the security world and particularly in the security world for MSPs over the last couple of years. Kaspersky, of course, no stranger to the security space, been there for 2.5 decades, almost a well-known name in the space. But particular to the space that you've been looking at and the experience of the last year or two, especially, what are some of the trends you're seeing? What are some of the changes in the threatscape that you've seen?
Well, it's no surprise that as more folks have been working from home, the cyber criminal community has been working overtime launching attacks. And, you know, these include different types of malware as well as ransomware. And we've seen multiple attacks on well-known organizations such as SolarWinds, Colonial Pipeline, and then more recently, Kaseya. Looking at some research, we found that from 2019 to 2020, the number of Kaspersky users encountering targeted ransomware has increased by over 700%. The frequency and severity of cyber attacks are on the increase, and companies need to be all the more vigilant and prepared for this escalation. Not all organizations are targets of sophisticated attacks, but all organizations are exposed to traditional cybercrime activity. And I think for this reason, all companies need to take cybersecurity seriously.
I know Kaspersky's had a managed service provider program for a number of years. I believe I covered the launch back in the day. Can you tell us a little bit about the program and why it's important to Kaspersky, kind of the role it plays within Kaspersky's business? And most importantly, why is it important to the MSP community? What's the Kaspersky story for managed service providers?
Yeah, Rob, like you mentioned earlier, you know, we've been around for more than 2 decades. And we've continued to follow our vision of making the cyber world safer for everyone, whether you're a one-person company or a large enterprise with employees in the tens of thousands. Over the years, we've seen more MSPs offer security services because clients need help. And this aligns well with our vision, being able to help customers of all sizes. MSPs can deliver some of the most effective security solutions available today by partnering with Kaspersky. As I mentioned earlier, we've experienced significant growth in the MSP space, specifically in Canada, and our MSP community is comprised of smaller partners that provide protection for a couple of hundred devices to some partners that protect several thousand endpoints and everything in between. our MSPs have access to a variety of solutions that can be sold to customers on a monthly basis. And one that comes to mind is our security awareness training platform. This solution not only includes topics such as email security, data privacy, laptop security, etc., but it also has a comprehensive phishing module that allows an organization to run simulated phishing attacks to determine how its staff is doing in terms of cybersecurity awareness.
You mentioned the kind of growth that you've seen in the MSP space. I wonder if you could elaborate a little bit on kind of what's driving that, and most particularly, you know, I'm sure as any good vendor rep, you've got a laundry list of reasons why Kaspersky and you know what makes you better and what differentiates you. But especially for the MSP community, what's kind of that one thing, that one magic element that makes Kaspersky the right choice?
Well, one thing would be obviously, you know, just the breadth of products that we have available for in the MSP program. But I think more importantly, we should look at it from a much higher level. And, you know, I mentioned our vision earlier of making cyberspace safer for all. And This is the founder's focus. Kaspersky is one of the largest, if not the largest, privately held cybersecurity company in the world with over 4,000 employees. And I believe this is what separates us from our competitors. Being privately held, run by the founder, allows us to stay true to our mission, which helps us always do what's right for the MSP and, of course, for the customers.
And I can, I can think back to Kaspersky Partner Summits and years gone by, maybe close to a decade now. That you know that vision from Eugene down has been there that whole time, and yet the kinds of threats we're seeing have changed and the tactics to face them has changed, but that vision has been sort of a constant element, I think. Security is always a fun place to try to look forward on because I think it's one of those ultimate, just when you think you know the answers, we go and change the questions kind of scenarios. But still, I'm going to ask you to crystal ball a little bit for me. What can we expect to see? What are you expecting to see in the cybersecurity landscape over the next year or two?
Well, and once again, it's not surprising, but what we've seen over the last few years and what's going to continue is the number of attacks and the complexity of malware that has been increasing at an alarming rate. Mm-hmm. I believe we have to protect all devices. You know, they're all susceptible to attack, whether it's a server in the cloud, whether it's a Windows workstation, a Mac device, a tablet, or even a smartphone. In addition to this, I think we also need to protect our data repositories, such as Office 365. You know, not only looking at mail, but, mm-hmm. What's in OneDrive? You know, what's on your SharePoint sites? You know, even a Teams meeting. We need to protect our sensitive data from leaving the corporate network, whether intentional, sometimes malicious, and we need to patch vulnerabilities. And ensure security compliance across all data points in the network. Even if we have a completely air-gapped network, the devices on that network should be protected because malware can be introduced to these devices through other means, such as a thumb drive or some unprotected Wi-Fi access point.
Especially in a work from home / BYOD type environment that we're all living in, where not as easy to control all the devices on which work gets done as it may have been a few short years ago. Before we wrap this up, you know, you talked a little bit about kind of the future threatscape there, but what about Kaspersky's plans for the future? You know, what can MSPs expect to see from yourself and from the organization over the near future?
Yeah, so I mentioned it before, but I'm going to, reiterate that, please. We're a privately held company. We have full control as to the direction we want to take and the vision we have for the company. We don't get pressured by shareholders to do unnatural things, but are focused on doing the right things. As the cybersecurity landscape gets more complex, Kaspersky is working hard to meet the needs of our MSPs and customers by developing layer upon layer of cybersecurity solutions. These solutions not only help protect customers, but also enable MSPs to generate or increase their monthly recurring revenue. One thing could be protecting an Android or an iPhone. Another could be a server. Another could be an industrial network with SCADA, or even more recently, a self-driving vehicle. Kaspersky is committed to providing a broad spectrum of security solutions and helping protect devices across multiple verticals.
Appreciate your taking the time to chat a bit about Kaspersky's plans in the managed services space and what we can expect. Trevor, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for the time, Rob.
So there you have it. Everything you need to know about Kaspersky as an MSP, courtesy of Trevor Cerebro. I'd like to thank Trevor for joining us for the podcast, thank Kaspersky for their continuing support of the site, and of course, thank you for listening today. The ChannelBuzz.ca podcast will be back later this week, and I think we might just be sticking with the theme of cybersecurity, but you'll have to tune in then to find out. In the meantime, I'd invite you to make sure you're subscribed or following the podcast in your podcatcher of choice. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, and many other places where pods are cast. If you enjoyed it, why not leave us a quick review and a rating to help others find the show? Until next time, I'm Robert Dutt for ChannelBuzz.ca. Stay safe out there, and I'll see you around the channel.